First, a major announcement this morning at the University for Arkansas for Medical Sciences Northwest Campus in Fayetteville. Ozarks at Large's Ithi Agnihotri-Madulkar was there for the announcement. She is still at UAMS and joins me now. Ithi, how are you?
I am good. How are you this morning?
Very good. The announcement today was a gift, right?
It was. It was a $1.5 million gift from the Willard and Pat Walker Charitable Foundation. And this particular gift will fund a clinical skills center at the UAMS Northwest Arkansas campus. The press conference has just gotten over, and we heard from Dr. Peter Kohler, who's the vice chancellor of UAMS Northwest Arkansas campus. We heard from Dr. Dan Ron, who is the chancellor of UAMS, and we also heard from Debbie Walker from the Willard and Pat Walker Charitable Foundation.
Today, it is my honor and pleasure to announce that Willard and Pat Walker Charitable Foundation has pledged $1.5 million for the continued development of the Northwest Arkansas campus at the University of Arkansas for Medical Sciences.
This is a great day in terms of building something important for the Northwest and for the entire state. Remember, this campus was created about 5 years ago to be able to provide healthcare workers, which are going to be in short supply, for the state of Arkansas. And we think we're off to a good start. It has required a lot of very important things to launch, including local support.
This campus was launched for the purpose of addressing health professions' workforce shortages that exist today, are broad and deep, and are projected to increase in severity as the age of the population increases over time.
The announcement this morning of a $1.5 million gift from the Walker Charitable Foundation to UAMS Northwest Campus. During that montage from this morning's press conference, we heard from Peter Kohler, who is the Vice Chancellor of UAMS Northwest, Dan Ron, who is the Chancellor of UAMS and is in Little Rock. We also heard from Debbie Walker, who is with the Walker Foundation. Ithi Agnihotri-Madulkar joins me again. And Ithi, before the announcement, you had a chance to sit down with Peter Kohler, who's the vice chancellor of the UAMS Northwest campus.
I did, and I spoke with him about, you know, what are the details of where the money will be used. And he told me that the gift is for a clinical skills education center, the 8,000 square foot space on the first floor of the UAMS Northwest facility will be used by students from all of the academic programs that are available at the UAMS Northwest campus. And it'll help healthcare professionals meet the high demand for healthcare in the state. UAMS Northwest opened its doors in 2007, admitted its first students in 2009. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Now, how far do you think the Institute has come?
Well, I think it's come a long way. We started out with 6 students in the medical school, and we're now up to 107 in all 4 schools.
What are the opportunities that are available in the Institute?
Well, I think that in medical school, we take transfers from Little Rock in their third year, and they do their third and fourth year here of training. We do the same thing in the pharmacy school, third and fourth year of training. For nursing, it's graduate education opportunities for people who want to be, for example, a nurse practitioner. And then for allied health, we have rad tech, radiation technology training here. So we have all 4 schools represented.
Now, tell us something about today's announcement.
Today's announcement has been very exciting. We were delighted to be able to get word that the Walker Foundation is going to fund a clinical skills lab and also a clinic for students to be able to follow their own patients with preceptors. We think this is the ideal form of learning. In the clinical skills lab, there will be actors who will simulate diseases, and the students will be able to learn from them. This will all be videotaped, and we'll be able to go back and critique their performance as a result of that.
Sir, tell us something about today's $1.5 million gift.
The Walker Foundation has been a tremendous supporter of both UAMS and UAMS Northwest, the regional campus. This $1.5 million will allow us to develop the clinics in which we can do the teaching, videotape the students while they're working with actors, simulating diseases, and be able to improve their performance in terms of making diagnoses and suggesting the right treatment for patients.
So will the money be available in pots or increments, or will all the money be gifted to you at once?
The money will come over a three-year period, but we will begin developing the clinics right away, so we'll be able to take advantage of it immediately.
How far do you see UAMS Northwest going in the next 5 years?
Well, we anticipate about 250 students here altogether, 250 to 300 over a five-year period. We also expect to enlarge the training for postgraduate residents in training gradually over the next 5 years, starting with internal medicine. So we expect to have quite a presence here.
That's Ithi Agnihotri-Madolkar talking with Peter Kohler, Vice Chancellor of University of Arkansas Medical Sciences Northwest Campus, early this morning before the announcement of a $1.5 million gift for the campus. Ithi, you're still at UAMS. Anything else we should know about this morning's announcement?
I would like to let you know again that the UAMS Northwest Arkansas campus received $1.5 million from the Willard and Pat Walker Charitable Foundation today. And since 2007, that is when the UAMS Northwest campus started its operations, it has received over $7 million in charitable giving.
All right. Ithi Agnihotri-Madolkar at the UAMS Northwest Campus in Fayetteville, thank you very much.
Thank you.